UpLive.com.
Free Talk Live, hour number three of the Saturday night edition of the show. We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Political, personal, anything goes at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
You can use the live streaming if you're listening to our show on Saturday, but your the station you're listening to it on doesn't carry it the rest of the week. You can listen the other 5 days a week, because we're on from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Eastern time.
Eastern time, yes, I should make that clear. And we have live streaming on the internet that you can check out. It's at freetalklive.com.
We've got a broadband stream. We've got a regular dial-up stream as well, so everybody can listen. No excuses. freetalklive.com. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or get online at freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org. So we were going to get to this subject last hour, but again, your calls can literally hijack the airwaves here and take us on whatever topic you might.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to talk about the substitute teacher in Fresno High School, I think that's California, that was arrested on several charges after he was arrested on Wednesday for smoking marijuana with his students. Christopher Bakken is facing several charges. Perhaps the most shocking is he had students get pot out of his car and bring it back to the classroom at Fresno High to share. The story of a teacher smoking pot with students is all over the campus. Students that Action News talked to are as surprised and as shocked as their parents would be. The young substitute teacher was hired to be teaching earth science. Greg Sanders from the Fresno Police Department says 22-year-old Christopher Bakken smoked marijuana with at least 10 of his students in a Fresno High classroom. He didn't even step out back with them.
Wow.
What he did, he sent two students apparently to his personal vehicle to retrieve his marijuana and a pipe. When the two students returned, Mr. Bakken and approximately 10 students smoked the marijuana in class. This guy must be nuts. I mean, you have got to be nuts. I'm not saying he's nuts because he smokes pot. There are plenty of people that smoke pot. But to actually do it on school campus with your students in front of the other students in the class,
whoa,
is just asking for trouble, and he's found
he's got it.
Yeah. The other kids in the classroom, there were other kids, and they didn't join in. School authorities learned about the pot party when a teacher confiscated a student's cell phone and read a text message that was apparently sent by one of the students smoking the pot. Now, how bizarre is that? You would think that they would have found out because one of the other kids ratted them out.
Right, but it was a student that was smoking the pot?
It was one of the kids that smoked the pot, sent a text message on his cell phone.
Huh.
Like, maybe just to one of his friends saying, hey, we're smoking weed over here in so-and-so class. And then the teacher, because there's probably a rule that prevents cell phones from being in the school, confiscated the phone, and being nosy, went through his text messages and found that out. So, kind of a bizarre way for the authorities to come across this. But considering the way he was going about doing this, it's inevitable that someone would have got caught wind of it.
And how in the world would he have kept order in the classroom, having done that in the past? You know, I mean, no student's going to have a respect for a teacher that's doing that.
School authorities, well, I don't know about that. You might kind of respect the teacher a little bit more if you're a pothead.
No, not high school students. You're talking about adults now.
Yeah, okay.
No, sorry. High school students, no.
Good point. School authorities learned about the pot party. Bakken was arrested at Fresno High. He's facing felony charges of providing marijuana to minors and misdemeanor charges of contributing to the delinquency of minors. Students who spoke with Action News had no sympathy for the substitute teacher. And this is kind of bizarre quotes from high school kids. These are supposed to be high school kids' quotes. It's revolting. It's really disgusting. Teachers are supposed to help kids. They're not supposed to ruin their lives. Now, that's a little extreme. I mean, the idea that smoking marijuana is going to ruin one's life, I think, is a little silly. I've known plenty of people who've smoked marijuana in the past.
Lives not ruined.
Currently smoke marijuana. No, not even close.
I think the president of the United States of America smoked pot.
Yes, he did.
I think the last one did, too.
Yeah, he did.
I don't think smoking pot is going to ruin your life.
No, absolutely not. If you are a loser and you want to ruin your life, well, you'll probably be ruining your life anyway, whether or not you're smoking marijuana. I don't think that's ever been conclusively proved to have ruined anyone's lives. Now, I can say that probably a more serious drug habit, like a crack habit, will very, very easily lead you to ruining one's life. Because you're literally going to waste away. I mean, if you've seen crack cocaine addicts before, their photographs, there's a really interesting website. If you go and search for crack picture, crack photos or crack addict photos, there's actually a progression from this one woman in Florida who was arrested several times for, like, prostitution or drug possession, whatever the reason was. She was arrested several times over, like, a 15-year period. And she was a young woman, I mean, starting at, like, in her 20s, going up to her early 30s. And they post on this website each one of her photographs that that was taken when she was being booked into the jail.
Right.
And you can see this progression of just wasting away.
Yeah.
Her face literally becoming more skeletal as the skin just kind of sinks in, and you can literally see her bones, like, protruding from her face, the sunken eyes. Just the woman looked like she was a walking corpse after 15 years or however long it was of smoking crack and turning tricks.
They have a couple of different women on that site, don't they?
There are a couple of them, but just one of them is just stunning. I mean, as far as...
My wife used to be a drug treatment counselor, and she had those same pictures on her wall. It is awful. I mean...
And it's for real.
The fact that we support drug legalization on this show does not mean we support you doing drugs.
No, absolutely not.
We just support freedom, and the main reason that I support drug legalization, lots of people have lots of different reasons, is I fear for the safety of my family, myself, my property from drug addicts that are willing to do desperate and terrible things because they have to get a large amount of money to purchase drugs.
And it's not because they hate you or anything like that. The guy who robs you on the street to get money for a crack cocaine fix, he hasn't targeted you specifically, maybe. I mean, you just might happen to have been somewhere where he was, and he saw you as an opportunity to get another fix. And it really is a pathetic addiction, but if it wasn't illegal, it cost pennies on the dollar to feed. You could go and get a job at McDonald's and have more crack than you'd know what to do with. You'd kill yourself with all the crack that you could smoke working at a regular job if crack was legal to purchase. And if it was legal, then they wouldn't be robbing you to get the money for it. Anyway, let's get back to this case from Fresno. Police are still investigating the case, and they don't know if any of the students involved will face charges. But Susan Betty from Fresno Unified says they're in trouble with the school district. The students will be suspended. Parents have been contacted, and there will be counseling. There might be some students that are recommended for expulsion. Fresno Unified says Bakken has been a substitute since October. He's been suspended by the district, posted bail, and is now out of jail, but could face charges for each student that he's accused of allowing to smoke pot. Ooh. Yeah, contributing to delinquency of a minor, and then another minor, and then another minor.
Oh,
that could be bad.
A million
like 10
counts.
Minors. Yeah. Action News attempted to contact the substitute teacher, and they were referred to his attorney. Says they're looking at getting him into a drug treatment program as soon as possible. So if you've got a comment on this story, I'd love to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. What a bizarro situation. A substitute teacher actually smoking marijuana with his students in the classroom. Actually, when we were talking with our board operator about this, he said that one of the first times he smoked marijuana was with a teacher. Now, he made it clear that it was a teacher at an art school, but nonetheless, it was with a teacher.
Hmm.
So, is it a bad thing that this guy smoked marijuana with his kids? I say probably.
I think it's silly.
It's certainly unprofessional.
Yeah, it's very unprofessional.
It's not what you're supposed to be doing on school grounds, on school campus. It's against the school rules.
He just wanted to be cool.
Yeah, he probably wanted to make a move on one of the high school girls or something like that. He's only 22. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to go to something completely different coming up next. Unless you want to call in, take control of the show. Manwich, where are we going next?
I've been reading this discussion group online about felon voters.
Felon voters, this is your show. Free Talk Live.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Do your worn-out wipers wheeze and chug flaccidly back and forth as if to say,
"You're so stupid, you're so stupid, you're so stupid"?
Because the thought of changing them makes your brain hurt? We feel your pain. That's why we make exact fit wiper blades. No confusing parts to assemble, no threat to your self-esteem. Just click them on and go. After all, wouldn't you rather hear your wipers say,
"You're smart, you're smart, you're smart"?
Exact fit wiper blades from Trico. Easy to find, easier to install.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. If you want it to be otherwise, Manwich and I will control the airwaves.
Yes, we will.
And anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And don't forget, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with literally hundreds of people participating, thousands of posts for you to surf around through. They're all free. It's all there at freetalklive.com, so be sure you check that out.
Speaking of bulletin boards, I instead of being on ours, which I normally check out on a regular basis, I was on the Free State Project, who is the sponsor of the show, and I'm sure everyone's heard the commercial, the Free State Project's bulletin board. And a thread caught my eye. It was a thread on felon voters. Now, there's different things worth reading on here, but basically it was started by an article that said, the article went out on a limb and said, everybody who's released from prison immediately should have the right to vote.
I agree 100%.
it seemed, and the thread goes through an evolution. People are just like, I don't know, you know, I mean, is that such a good idea? Maybe just people with lower level felonies.
Everyone should.
If you're releasing somebody from prison, they've done their time, you know.
That's
and
the point of prison, right?
You're sort you're of saying to... that they're ready to go. They're ready to go. And the war, the Revolutionary War is fought over taxation without representation.
You bet.
I think that the politicians are trying to secure their positions because people that disagree with the government, like perhaps convicts, might vote against them. So, I mean, let's get rid of these.
And we're not necessarily just talking about murderers here. We're talking about felons. And you get a felony. I mean, we just talked about this high school teacher.
He's going to get one.
Maybe a few felonies. Right. For smoking marijuana with his students. It's certainly not murder. And once he gets out of jail...
It's poor judgment, but is it something that he should not be able to vote for the rest of his life?
Yeah, well, you're right about the politicians wanting to protect themselves. They don't want all of these marijuana smokers and all the other nonviolent criminal offenders that they have in prison getting out of jail and voting them out of office. I mean, the incumbents are guilty of doing all sorts of office protection stuff, where they, you know, vote themselves all kinds of privileges, and they can send direct mailings using like their the government funds, using taxpayer dollars, whereas their challengers, the ones who are trying to get into their seats in the House of Representatives or Senate, actually have to use their own money to send. I mean, the incumbents have extreme advantages, and this is just another one of their variety of different ways that they protect their offices that they
hold.
This
is a small one, I would say, in comparison. There's not that many. I mean, the amount of ex-cons is growing and growing every day with, I think it's 2 million Americans in prison.
Right.
I mean, we have more people in prison than...
We have the highest ratio
of... We have more people in prison than China does.
Really? Even like on full-on numbers ratio basis, we have more?
Percentage. We have
I think it's ratio. As far as percentage of people in prison or in probation per X amount of the population.
We're the highest
percentage of incarcerated citizens in the entire world.
Yeah.
That's a fact. And it's because of the insane war on drugs. So, yeah, it may be a minor aspect of incumbents protecting their own, but it's definitely a significant aspect, because who would be more motivated to vote against an incumbent than someone getting out of prison? I mean, if there's anybody that you're going to be angry at, it's the politicians that created the laws that put you there.
And if you're one of these 2 million people, wouldn't you like the right to vote? I mean, if you have to go to work every day and pay your taxes, everybody else, you have to sit there through these awful candidate speeches and on television, that kind of thing. Wouldn't you like to have an opinion?
Right.
Doesn't it seem fair? I mean, suppose you did something terrible, like robbed a bank. Suppose you robbed a bank and waved a gun at people. I mean, that's a terribly violent thing to do. 20 years later, you get out. Are you the same person that robbed the bank?
No.
I don't think you are.
I'm not the same person I was 3 years ago.
I'm not the same person that I was yesterday.
That's a good point.
I'm certainly not the same person who graduated high school.
Hell no.
It seems to me that if you're a free citizen, you should be a free citizen.
But Manwich, therein lies the rub. We're not free citizens. The United States of America is not a free place. And, you know, if you've got a comment on this, if you think felons shouldn't have the right to vote restored, and how about the right to bear a firearm? How about that one?
Well,
how about the rest of your constitutional rights?
I can sort of see the right to bear arms a little more.
Well, see, that's where your problem is, man. Which you always say, I can sort of see their reasoning for doing this. I can sort of see why they won't allow free speech around the president. I can sort of see, you know, I'm just giving examples of things that you can sort of understand why they do these things. Well, I can understand why they do them too, but that doesn't make them acceptable at all. If you get out, I mean, the same logic would apply to the firearm side of issue. If you're done with your stay in jail, you're paying your debt to society, as they call it, you should have all of your rights back. You forfeited them while you were in jail. Once you're supposed to be a free man again, you are supposed to be a sovereign individual with the rights again.
I would concur with you on the right to bear arms, because if I wanted to get a gun, if a convicted felon wants to get a gun, they're going to get a gun.
Right.
There's nothing that's going to stop them. They can look in the newspaper and say, oh, look, here's a list. I mean, and I just looked in the newspaper today. There's 10 guns listed in our local newspaper. I could go down that list and say, yeah, that one. And then I'd call that guy up and I'd give him $300.
He'd never check. He would never check.
He wouldn't have any ability to check. and he doesn't have any legal obligation to check. You give him $300, you take the gun. What 3-day waiting period
doesn't exist.
Hell, even if you banned private sales of weapons, mm-hmm. it'd still go on because then he'd just get out of jail, call up old Jimmy, who he used to hang out with 10 years
Jimmy
ago.
Jimmy the stiff,
right?
And say, hey, where can I get myself an Uzi?
And he'd hook him up with whoever he needed to hook him up
the
with.
The only convicts that ex-convicts that wouldn't be able to get them are the ones that are trying to walk the straight and narrow and right. don't speak to Jimmy the Stiff anymore.
Right. Exactly. So I think that we need to restore all felons' rights. And again, if you've got a comment, 800-259-9231. But as I said, man, which we are not a free nation in this country anymore. And according to Liberty for All, an online magazine, and Ed Lewis... Here's the state of America. So this is America, 2005. To sum up America today, the people, number one, the people in the United States of America are the sovereignty, which means they are supreme to civil and public servants. You understand that concept?
What, the people are more important than public servants?
We're sovereign. We are the rulers of our
that
own
means we're
domains.
Kings.
Right. We're king of, this is a concept of Michael Badnarik's book, Good to Be King.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to be king of the things that you own. You're not king of anyone else. You're king of your property.
Mm-hmm.
You're king. You get to create the rules. You know, you're in my studio, man, which I set the rules. This is my radio show, and you play along with it. Or you can go away, because I'm the king here.
Screw you, punk. How do you like
I
that?
Could outlaw that speech if I wanted to. I'm the one behind the board. I
Good
could just
luck.
Turn your mic off.
Yeah, you could.
All right. So, anyway, people are sovereign. The government was created by the people. So since we created the government, we are above them, if you understand.
I get
so,
it.
That's the concept there. Number two, public and civil servants are to protect the rights of the people and interference in the people's lives by government. Well, that was the original concept. I mean, the original idea behind mm-hmm. our government was that it was only supposed to protect our God-given rights, allegedly God-given.
Hence the term civil servant.
Exactly. Number three, government's task is to regulate civil servants and their other creations, corporations, cops, and other privileged persons, as fictions have no consciences to control them. And there's a few more interesting points about America today. This is your show, though, and you can interrupt any time and take control at 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and anything goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control. Bring up anything, political, personal. It's Ian here with you.
And Menwich.
Also, you can log on at freetalklive.com. We have got the updates available for you. Just click updates, sign up, takes you maybe a minute or two, and from that point on, you'll be one of the first to know any news in regards to Free Talk Live, as far as new affiliate, new Shriner, some sort of announcement we have to make about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list at freetalklive.com. So we're talking about an article from libertyforall.net. He's talking about America. So this is America in 2005, and he's established a few statements of truth, that we're sovereign. Us individuals that make up this nation, who aren't government employees, are sovereign individuals. We created this government for specific purposes, to perform specific tasks. The people have complete authority over government, as the people created governments, a fiction, to do tasks for them, such as maintaining public property, to protect our rights, and to regulate themselves to assure life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are not interfered with. Number five, any American man or woman can order public and civil servants into line, the authority granted, as the individual man or woman is sovereign over the government entity. We people are supreme to every government entity. Obviously, he's talking in la-la land here. This is the way it should be.
Theoretically. Right.
Number six, even a president can no more order an American around without the man or woman's individual permission than Joe Blow down the street. Meaning you have to say, okay, Mr. President, I'll take orders from you. And then you can go ahead and take all the orders you want, but until then, he's just another man. Number seven, therefore, the people in the true, what our fathers in the world at the time thought of this, America, the states united in common defense and need live in liberty, and not under the rules and regulations created by public civil servants or voted for by the majority. We are not a democracy, but instead a union of states guaranteed a Republican form of government. And we've talked about that time and time again on this show. Hello, everybody. Despite what George Bush and all the rest of the politicians have to say, the United States is not, and hopefully never will be, a democracy, although we act like one.
Yeah, the awful power-hungry politicians want us to be a democracy. That way they can hold power. But, we've got a Bill of Rights. I'll admit to you that they go after it on a regular basis, and they're taking chunks out of it daily. But we have one.
Number eight, servant means just that, a subject of. In America, the people are the sovereignty, and thusly the master of its subjects, all public and civil servants. As the writer thought about this, the many violations against our unalienable rights and the extent of interference by public and civil servants in our lives, liberty, and thusly the pursuit of happiness, he started jotting down notes as he worked and relaxed. The notes are down just as he thought them up at the time, and he believes that they indicate the true state of the Union, not the BS that was put out by George Bush lately. And so here you go. This is what this person had to say. So this is America, the land of the free, where you can do what you want. It's kind of like a little rhyme songy kind of thing. So long as you pay the government a fee. So this is America, because as we've seen, pretty much as long as you have the money, you can be pretty much a free man in America.
Right.
As long as you don't cross the wrong people like Martha Stewart did. So this is America, and even she ended up in a minimum security country club prison. So this is America, the land of the brave, where freedom rings with a dull thud, as each is forced to be a slave. What's he referring to there, Manwich?
You're forced to be a slave in the sense that you have to pay taxes?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're doing things that the government is telling you to do, because otherwise you're going to be put into a prison somewhere for not doing them, and paying taxes is one example of the many things that governments demand that you do, you're not really free, are you?
No.
You're not maybe you're 25% free after taxes, but it doesn't count unless you're 100% free. So this is America, the land of people being supreme, where justice reigns, so long as true justice is just a dream. So this is America, the land of freedom of speech, where the right to speak is expected, so long as it does not an official impeach. This is America, the land of opportunity, where what we earn would be ours, if only we still had our sovereignty. So this is America, the land where the people reign, so long as the people do not interfere with the government's gravy train. So America, you can relax. Just as soon as you pay the government, your new god, it's half in tithe or tax. I thought that was kind of cute.
Kind of interesting.
Kind of telling. Kind of honest. Because that is where we are today. If you don't pay tribute to the bureaucrats in office, the people who we elected, and the programs that they have created for their benefit and not ours, if you don't pay tribute to the Department of Transportation, you can't legally drive. If you don't pay tribute to your county government through your property taxes, you can't own your own house. If you don't pay tribute to the health inspector, you can't own a restaurant. If you don't pay, I could go on and on. All of this is tributary. That's what it is. You're bowing down in front of the authorities who you put in office, or the people you put in office. You're bowing down in front of them and saying, oh, please, please grant me this variance. Please, please let me fill in the ditch in front of my yard. Please. I mean, for the most minutia of things, they're telling you that you have to ask permission. And that's what we're coming to in this culture of, we're coming to this culture of just a bunch of whips that, oh, we have to check first. Remember when we were talking about the little girl who wanted to run a lemonade stand to raise funds
mm-hmm.
for the tsunami victims?
Right.
What was the first thing her mom did?
Well, she checked with the bureaucrats.
Yeah, you have to call the county. Whoa, little Jenny. We've got to call the county bureaucrats and make sure that you can run a lemonade stand in front of our house, because that might violate zoning ordinances, and we wouldn't want to violate the law.
Sure enough, just like bureaucrats everywhere, their first answer is,
hell no.
No.
And that was their last answer, too.
It did happen to be their last
answer. Yeah, they wouldn't allow them to.
If you ask them something, they always tell you no.
Right.
They don't say, sure, you can go ahead and do that. No.
It's usually better to ask for forgiveness rather than ask for permission, but there are certain things that you just can't take that way. You know, there are certain things that to operate in the mass culture in this country, to operate publicly, to have a job, to interact with most people, you have to pay some of these tributes. You know, if I didn't have a driver's license, I wouldn't be paying that tribute, but I wouldn't be able to go anywhere. I mean, I could walk, I guess, but there's all
don't you think that cars should be licensed? They should have little numerals on the back of the vehicle so that the law enforcement officers that are charged with keeping things orderly can identify individual vehicles and they can track them and that kind of thing?
I would feel like that there could be some sort of free market answer to that. I don't think that the government necessarily should have a monopoly on licensing.
I think that the government isn't charged with law enforcement, so therefore I don't have a problem with law enforcement having us to label our cars. Now, I'm not saying
it's certainly not one of my key issues or anything like that. So
I don't think there's any good reason that you should have to pay for the plate itself. But this whole licensing fee thing, it doesn't really do it. It's pointless.
I just saw a story earlier tonight. Actually, it came in via email about New Haven, Connecticut. Now, we talked about them recently because of the whole eminent domain issue. You mentioned licensing fees.
Yeah.
Wait till you hear what they're doing to people. 1-800-259-9231. Apparently, it goes on in a lot of states. There's like a yearly fee that they charge people on their vehicles. Free Talk Live. You take control. Anything goes. 1-800-259-9231.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the show. It's your show if you want it to be. It's Ian here with you.
And man with you.
Anything goes. Politics, personal items, whatever's on your mind. At 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got the archives, the last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. Grab them up, give them to your friends, play them as much as you want. We don't charge for them.
Nope.
freetalklive.com. Now, you mentioned automotive fees. We're talking about all the tributes that you have to pay. That's what taxes are. You're paying tribute to the bureaucracy for giving you, for allowing you the permission to live your life. That's about it. That's what taxes boil down to. So here's some news that one of our listeners sent in, and all I know him as is GDTP. That's his name. Anyway, New Haven, Connecticut. This is the same town where we're having a lot of... There's actually a Supreme Court issue out of New Haven, Connecticut, that addresses whether or not this particular town can be using eminent domain in the way that they've been doing it, which is a horrible other issue, and we'll, I'm sure, talk about it eventually. But that's not what we're going to focus on tonight in New Haven. Sam Byers is from the AP. Sam Byers heard a commotion outside his house, but by the time he got to the window, his Ford Explorer was gone.
Oh, man.
City marshals, armed with a new tool that photographs auto license plates and instantly matches them against a tax scufflaw database, had towed Byers' car right out of his driveway.
Why?
That's like kidnapping your car, Byers, a 58-year-old truck driver said as he stood leaning on the crutches he got after a foot operation. Byers was in a long line of people outside of the New Haven tax collector's office who were waiting to make delinquent payments so they could get their vehicles back. Cash-strapped New Haven is a pioneer in using the so-called boot finder system. The objective, snare people who haven't paid their car taxes. According to the article, Connecticut is among a handful of states where local governments levy annual fees, typically a few hundred dollars per vehicle, based on the value of residents' automobiles. So, if you live in the wonderful state of Connecticut, you have the privilege of paying a yearly auto tax because they'll allow you to drive if you do that. Isn't that nice?
One thing's for sure is... Governments, unless they are controlled, will continue to raise taxes in any manner that they can possibly imagine. I mean, they will come up with the most...
Regardless of your rights.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to them.
No.
I mean,
they just want the money.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look at Norway. It's like 75% of your income is paid in taxes. In the United States, it's only an average of 50.
Only.
I'm just making it clear 50%, yeah. At this point that there's plenty of countries that it's lower.
Connecticut New Haven officials are overjoyed at the results of this new program.
I bet they are. More money for the pigs.
Guess how many cars they have towed? Guess how many?
How many they've had towed?
Since September of last year.
How many cars have they towed?
They've
hundreds of people of their...
Try 1,800. 1,800 cars have recovered... Recovered more than $1 million. No, they've taken more than $1 million in delinquent taxes since the program began in September, including from people whose cars they removed from a Walmart parking lot. They weren't even at home at the time. They stranded these people at Walmart.
Amazing.
1,800 cars... All of these 1,800 cars have owners, and each one of those owners has a life. They've got a job, they've got family, they've got friends. They're just people. I mean, they're behind on their tax payments. Does it make them bad people? Absolutely not. Does that mean they deserve to not have a car? No way in hell. This government is out of control.
What's amazing is this country was set up to be, there wasn't going to be any debtors' prisons. There was, you know, they'd come from England.
Didn't put you in prison, but you can't go anywhere if you don't have your car.
Well, it's just that it's interesting that the only entity that you have to pay is the government. You know, if you owe Visa, well, you don't have to pay them if you don't want to. If you owe, the bank, which it seems like or if you owe your landlord, you don't have to pay. But the only person you've got to pay... It's the government.
Privacy advocates are concerned about Boot Finder. It was originally developed to help police departments identify stolen cars. It represents yet another ominous step in government surveillance of the citizenry. The Boot Finder system was, and it's also another example of how one government program morphs into another in ways that you didn't predict.
Always they do.
So they were trying to help the police recover stolen cars, but now they're using it to take your car if you're behind in your taxes. And how the hell are you supposed to make good on your taxes if you can't drive to work? Please. The Boot Finder system introduced for catching tax laggards. It was first introduced for the tax purposes in Arlington County, Virginia. So far, New Haven is the only other municipality using it. So look out Arlington County and look out New Haven, though Connecticut's largest city, Bridgeport, is among those considering a purchase. The system is comprised of an infrared camera that rapidly scans license plates and, connected to a laptop computer in the New Haven system, scours a list of car tax delinquents. Previously, New Haven officials had to rely on mailed notices and phone calls to try and collect overdue car taxes. The car tax collection rate at 80% before Boot Finder has now risen to 95%.
Jeez.
So the bureaucrats are loving it. Arlington County has had similar success, reaping about $100,000 in unpaid car taxes and parking tickets since employing Boot Finder. They said, we're expanding to include all the items we can think of. The county is expanding the program this month to go after delinquent business and meals taxes owed by restaurant delivery companies.
Okay.
So if you're a delivery company and you owe taxes, you're going to be under the gun now soon as well. Let's just put everybody in jail. Let's throw every citizen in prison. That'll make us safe.
They don't want to put them in prison. They just want all their money.
Well, if they don't pay the damn money, they'll end up in prison. That's how it works. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You got a problem with the government? You think it's okay for them to just take your car? We want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. We want to hear from you if you want to change the topic completely. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, so take control.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I've been using Avacor now for 4 months, and it's a great product. They back everything with a money-back guarantee. It works.
My hair hasn't looked this good in over 15 years.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Even if hair loss runs in the family, Avacor can help you regrow your own natural hair. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910. 5910. Call now for your free month supply. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's your toll-free number. You can call it right now. You better call now if you want to get on the air with us because we're done at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent their photos in to be part of the Shrine because they listen to the show and they want to show it off. We want to show them off. That's what the Shrine is about. It's not a beauty contest, though. There are women in there of all ages, shapes, sizes, colors. They're all there at freetalklive.com, so be sure you check it out. We're talking about this new program in New Haven, Connecticut. A very troubled town. A government that is out of control. They're busy taking people's property via eminent domain, but apparently taking their property is not enough for the town of New Haven. They also want to take their vehicles with this new boot finder system. It scans people's license plates, checks them against a tax delinquent database, and basically says, oh, looks like this guy owes some taxes. Let's take his vehicle. So, here's some more info on this. According to privacy advocates, they're looking at expanding, by the way, using Boot Finder. Right now they're using it to find people who have back vehicle taxes. They're talking about going after delinquent businesses and meals taxes owned by restaurant delivery companies. They say, we're expanding to include all the items we can think of.
Of course they are.
And,
they're going to use it for any item they can possibly imagine.
The privacy advocate says it's a very slippery slope into which the authorities may be tempted to go.
I don't see how they really have the right to take your vehicle if you haven't paid your taxes. I mean,
they're the government and they have guns. That's what gives them the right, apparently. You could use that technology to enforce any type of law that requires people to file their taxes. Privacy advocates fear Bootfinder could lend itself to function creep, in which a technology intended for one purpose evolves into other uses. That's guaranteed with government programs. You create a government program, you will never be able to control where it goes from the point of its creation. It will get bigger and more oppressive and more expensive than it ever has. Indeed, the president of the company, and if you ask me, these dirtbags that provide this technology to the government are almost as guilty as the actual bureaucrats. Andy Buchholz, isn't that a famous gulag in Germany? Buchholz? B-U-C-H-O-L-Z?
Not to my knowledge.
Andy Buchholz of Alexandria, Virginia-based G2 Tactics says he's in talks that he hopes one day will lead to a Bootfinder-like system getting access to the National Crime Information Center database. I mean, this guy's got goals. He's aspiring, little brown shirt.
Yes.
Buchholz says the talks are addressing privacy and security. Such issues were paramount to a number of states that have pulled out of a federally funded database program launched in 2002 called the Multi-Anti-Terrorism Information Exchange, the Matrix for short, that was compiling billions of pieces
now, you know,
of information.
They had the, what do they call that? They had the initials before they had the words, so they had to create the words around
it. That's amazing. Kathy Martone was doing her dishes one night last week when the city came to get her neon, for which she owed $85 in taxes.
You know, if you shot somebody who was stealing your car, you wouldn't get any real trouble. But if you shot one of these bureaucrats for stealing your car,
you'd be screwed.
Yeah, rest of your life.
Get the get these words from the mayor of Bridgeport, this town that the city, biggest city in Connecticut, that's considering taking up this program. He said that they had a demonstration of Bootfinder last week, and within 5 minutes, they had identified three cars whose owners owed a total of $900 in taxes. He says, I was very impressed. I feel we're going to go with the program so we can enslave our population even more. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We do it 6 days a week. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we'll be back on Monday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. So join us then and online at freetalklive.com. See you Monday night,
listening.
8 Eastern.
If you're tired of...